Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now it's time for Inside the Clubhouse, a show dedicated to the Chicago baseball fan, featuring the best Chicago baseball conversation, as well as the big MLB topics, starring Score baseball insider Bruce Levine and half of Chicago's number one sports morning show, David Haw. It all starts now on Sports Radio 670 The Score and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Good Saturday morning, Chicago. Welcome back inside the clubhouse right here on 670 The Score and your free Odyssey app, broadcasting live for the Hyundai Score Studios. I'm David Haw, along with Bruce Levine, talking baseball. Today until 11:30, extra innings for Inside the Clubhouse, building a bridge to Cubs pregame right here on The Score, and also reviewing the showdown in Motown between the Cubs and the Tigers, and reviewing a seismic week, Bruce, on the South Side. How you doing, buddy?
Listen to you, man. Mr. Energy. I don't know how you do it. You're working daytime here, nighttime at CHSN. I mean, how do you do it without, are greenies a part of the deal?
No, they're not part of the deal. No, I do like my orange juice. That's about it. I don't know what else. And caffeine. I credit the caffeine.
Well, you're really bringing it today. And thank you. Two really interesting ball games yesterday, with White Sox winning, Cubs not winning, but playing another solid baseball game against arguably the best team in baseball. Where would you like to begin, pal?
Well, I think we have to start with what's going on in Detroit. You could pick a lane, any lane, and it would be the right lane, because this has been a huge week in Chicago baseball. We're going to get to all of it here until 11:30. We've got Brad Keller, the fine pitcher for the Cubs, at 9:30. Brooks Boyer, the executive vice president of the White Sox, is joining us at 10 o'clock. There's a lot to talk to him about. 10:30, the Palatine Pounder, Mike Tauchman, will join us because it's been a good week for him as well. The Sox winners last night over the Royals 7-2. Bruce, so I think that we have the Cubs in Detroit, the White Sox with a lot of transition and transformational things going on with ownership. They're interesting on the field, but I believe in the immediacy of the moment, last night in Detroit, that felt like the Tigers outcubbing the Cubs. This was what we have referred to as a World Series preview. It felt like 1984. Tariq Skubal delivered, and the Cubs got Skubaled. 3-1 losers, but it was an exciting game.
Well, I think you're right. They did get outcubbed, I think, because of the fact that they played terrific ball, just like the Cubs have had all year long. They played outstanding defense, ran the bases well, pitched well. It was a mirror image of each other, the Cubs and the Tigers. And what turned out was just a great baseball game where you had arguably the best pitcher in baseball, and Tariq Skubal doing what he does best. The Cubs trying to make the most out of the little that they got off of him, and not being able to. And then Ben Brown stepping up, throwing an outstanding game, and getting to seven innings, which is a huge buy story, a byproduct story.
He was fantastic.
Yeah.
He was a guy who a week earlier against the Reds, a week ago today, I believe it was inserted as they needed an opener because they needed to manage his anxiety because he was struggling and all those things. And you wondered, Bruce, I wondered if the moment last night in Detroit might be too big for Ben Brown because of those kinds of things we had heard him address himself. And he wasn't overwhelmed, and he didn't seem that phased, and he was good enough. He was good enough for a young pitcher in that situation to feel like he could be a guy that you count on moving forward.
So Scott Harris, the president of baseball operations for the Tigers, has spent a long time with the Cubs and then the Giants after that as a front office executive, has built a really good ball club around the idea of a lot of good pitching, a lot of outstanding defense, a good manager that knows how to run a ball game and run a team, and just clean baseball. And these two teams have played the cleanest baseball of any two teams in the game this year. And by that I mean, yeah, both teams can slug when they have to, and the Cubs have been offensive juggernaut many times this year. But the reality is, look at that streak where they won 16 of 15, David. Look at how many times they made physical or mental mistakes. Very, very few, if any. And that's, you know, that clean baseball along with a good bullpen gives you an awful lot of wins. That's why you're looking at Tigers and Cubs being two of the very best teams in the league.
And last night, when we talk about getting out-cubbed, they were great defensively, the Tigers were. They had two catches in the outfield that robbed the Cubs of extra base hits. One would have been a Pete Crow Armstrong triple, I believe. And in a 3-1 game, when you have the ace and the best pitcher in baseball on the mound, those plays matter. Javi Baez, boy, did he remind the Cub fans of what they used to see on a regular basis. Playing shortstop, he was at center field, he's played third base. I love when Javi is Javi. And last night, it came at the Cubs' expense, but Bruce, when you see that kind of El Mago magic, you like to think that, boy, or it just makes you remember fondly what he did for the Cubs, and it reminds you of what you're talking about. The Tigers, they're a clean baseball team, and that's why they are who they are.
So the irony, the symmetry of Baez being traded for Pete Crow Armstrong and both being on the same field at the same time and seeing the athleticism and the energy both of them bring, that's what baseball needs. That's what baseball has to have. More teams have to be able to try to find the magic of a Baez or a Pete Crow Armstrong. Not easy to find, especially, you know, the combination of talent and entertainment person with inside both of them. Both of them like being great, respond to being great, respond to big crowds. Some people take that for, being a showboat. To me, that's what sports is all about right now, is being able to put on a great show and being able to back it up.
Well, once again, Pete Crow Armstrong was at the center of one of the game's biggest plays because of his speed. But in this case, to the Cubs' chagrin, it did not go in their favor. So we're going in the fifth inning, and we're going to get to this because it was addressed post-game. We were going to wait, but I think it was such an important moment, we need to address it now. Pete Crow Armstrong was rounding third and speeding up, and it appeared that he had the green light because Quentin Berry, the third base coach, gave him the green light. Then he didn't. And then he did. And then PCA was caught in the middle, and Riley Green was, after the water runner, he was being waved home, and then he made the throw into the – they got him dead to rights, and it was one of those things where if the Cubs, who have been so good in running the bases, have been such a big part of the success, were caught basically – dying by the sword as well. So this is the way Craig Counsell described the play at third base with PCA and third base coach Quentin Berry.
I think Pete was slowing down. Q had him still going. He didn't see him slowing down. And then Pete picked him up. And then, right, and then Pete started going and Pete slipped, you know. So it's a kind of a weird, it was a really weird play from that perspective. And You know, probably if he, Q could do it over, I think he'd probably just try to keep his eyes on Pete a little bit. In addition, you know, he's trying to keep his eye. You got to keep eyes on both people. But, you know, he thought there was maybe a chance to score him if Pete's coming. And Pete saw it the other way.
Bruce against an ace who had a 21-inning scoreless streak snapped with Kyle Tucker in that game last night. You can't make those kind of mistakes.
No, you can't, but it's baseball, David. I mean, again, why was that play so important? It was important because you were not going to have very many opportunities against Skubal, the bullpen, and the Tigers' defense, and that proved out to be the case. I mean, how many games have the Cubs won being on the opposite end of that?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, many times because PCA and his speed, or Nico Horner and his speed, or Matt Shaw, who got thrown out trying to steal second. I didn't mind that either because, again, Matt Shaw, who had three hits, he had two. Matt Shaw had himself a game. I think he was definitely a guy that rose to the occasion and has continued to look really good. He was 2-for-3, excuse me, batting ninth for the Cubs, thrown out stealing, and it didn't bother me because that's the kind of aggressiveness that they have used to their advantage.
Yeah, he doesn't need to bat ninth anymore. We can talk about the lineup construction later on.
Well, okay, can we talk about that? Because, okay, just for a quick minute. You're facing Tarik Skubal, and I love Craig Counsell. We said yesterday on the Mullin Haw Show, yeah, you got to trust him.
There's always a but after someone says,
"I
love."
I know, but why in a game like that against a pitcher that good? I know he's a lefty, but if it's game one of the World Series, Michael Bush is not going to be sitting, is he? And Michael Bush should have been in that game, should have been in that lineup, not Justin Turner.
Not according to Craig Counsell. I mean, again, it's, you know, a guy that has, you know, what's the difference? He's got Turner in there that can hit a left-hander. Has he hit left-handers or right-handers particularly well this year? No, not very well. But I think my major contention with it is how hot that Bush has been.
Yes.
Right.
You have to read the room. And I think that Michael Bush has been hitting all week, and then he comes into Detroit and he sits all game. He did pinch hit, but it was too late. And I think in a game that close, you could have used his bat in the middle of the lineup. And I think Carson Kelly batting fourth might be something they want to revisit.
The manager scientist, Craig Counsell, goes more by, you know what, he's hitting 140 against lefties, right? Mm-hmm. Well, it's a good argument. It's a really good argument. And his opinion is the only one that really matters. But from the perspective of an outsider looking in, you know, Pete Crow Armstrong is hitting 140 against left-handers. So can you have it both ways, right? He batted fifth rather than, you know, you're not benching Pete Crow Armstrong at this point.
Well, Craig Counsell's opinion is the one that is weighed the most, but your opinion matters. 312-644-6767. What do you think about the Cubs and Tigers last night? What do you think about the White Sox having a big victory 7-2 over the Royals? Luis Robert Jr. had three RBIs, I believe. He drove in three runs last night. Nice to see that after a little bit of a respite. Maybe you want to talk about the White Sox week that was in terms of the transfer of ownership potentially to the Justin Ishbia. That's a lot to talk about moving forward as we get closer to the Cubs
biggest
pregame.
Biggest underreported story
is?
White Sox take 2 of 4 from the Tigers.
That's right. They won that series 2-2.
Yeah, but I mean, no one seemed to care, right? White Sox people do. Some fans do. Certainly the White Sox felt really good about the way they were able to play the Tigers. And also, most unreported story is they decide not to use Skubal in the last game of that series.
Right.
And they get beat.
They got beat.
So
that serves them right.
They gave up a game,
that
right?
That serves them right.
They gave up a game. They lost to the White Sox.
Well, or you could look at it this way, and I would look at it this way. As much as that was an insult to the Sox, and it might have motivated them or whatever, say Skubal dominates the Sox on Thursday. I don't think that whoever they would have placed in front of him, today's starters Tyler Holton against Jameson Taillon at 12-10 right here on the score, but I don't think, Bruce, they beat the Cubs last night.
But in baseball, you don't try to predict the future. You try to win the next game.
Of course you try to predict the future.
No, you don't. You try to win the next game.
I think that Scooble going against the Cubs makes sense to me.
They were assuming they're going to win that game against the White Sox.
Bruce, come on. They did assume that.
And guess what?
This is what scouts do.
They were wrong.
You are lining up your team, and the Sox have largely a lineup full of guys that are easier outs than the Cubs. And if I have the best pitcher in baseball, and I'm going to say, well, do I want to play? I want him to pitch against these guys?
I was the happiest guy in the world when the White Sox beat the Tigers 2 out of 4, and that last game, because of the arrogance of the Tigers to think that they could predict that, well, we need to save our best pitcher for the Cubs because we'll easily beat the White Sox.
I think you're confusing arrogance with intelligence.
That's not intelligent.
They
were wrong.
They were not wrong.
Yeah, they were exactly lost the game.
Bruce, but all's well that ends well. They won last night 3-1 with Scooble doing what he does. You think that Tyler Holton would shut down the Cubs like that?
We're going to save Rick Sutcliffe for game 4 instead of 5.
Okay, Lou Piniella.
I mean, that's what the Cubs did.
Lou Piniella,
all you have to do is tell a Cub fan, we're saving Sutcliffe for game 5 because
Jim Fry.
We're up in the series.
Speaking
2 games
of 1984.
To none. We're up.
All right.
And we're going to save him for game 5. And
that's a point well taken. But if you can show me a calendar where it says October, not June, I will agree with you.
I don't like baseball arrogance. I don't think the Tigers have proved one darn thing. They had a really hot last part of the season. They've been a really good team so far this year. Show me the trophies that they've won.
I think they're closer to winning a trophy because now they have the confidence that Scooble can shut down the Cubs.
Do it for a whole year, okay?
312-644-6767. We'll get to the phone calls in a second, but I want to pivot to the White Sox because this was a huge week on the South Side as well, Bruce. As we know, the White Sox made a statement that by 2029 or 2034, the timeline is vague, but I think it was intentionally so, that Justin Ishbia will be getting involved and Jerry Reinsdorf will sell the team to the Ishbias. Matt Ishbia was mentioned in the release. His father was mentioned as well. How did you interpret all that went on this week as far as Jerry Reinsdorf relinquishing control and ownership of the White Sox eventually?
My only question was, why are you telling me this now?
I think that's a good question.
Yeah. So
I have thoughts.
What is your answer?
I have thoughts.
What is your answer?
I think that, again, this is just based on a hunch, experience, interpretation, however you want to say it. Justin Ishbia is not getting involved now to be as silent of a partner as I think some people have portrayed him to be. You don't do that. Guys like him don't do that, I don't believe. So when you're talking about the infusion of capital, when you're talking about helping with the operating baseball operations, when you're talking about paying down debt, there are two ways that you're going to do all of the above. Number one, going to be necessary with the ballpark project, wherever it is, however it goes.
That's number one.
Number two.
Number two is also number one.
Yeah, right. Okay. Did I tell you about the ballpark?
And number three is also one and two, so, because that's my interpretation, and it's a good interpretation on your part, David. It's well thought out. The idea is, we're telling you this now because we need to tell you we're moving forward. You, the public, White Sox fan, sports media, more importantly, people in Springfield, people at City Hall, okay? We are coming for the next level of what we want for the Chicago White Sox and the city of Chicago.
And, Bruce, this makes a statement that we have our act together. We have a plan in place. This is our succession plan. This is the Jerry Reinsdorf legacy, if you will.
A different face.
A different face, right. And I think that when you're talking about building at the 78 or wherever people want to plop the White Sox new ballpark in Chicago, I think that you're going to need the cooperation and partnership of local government entities, whether it's the city or the state or both. Let's face it, it's going to be both. And it's not going to be just a private enterprise. And when you do that, you have to have infrastructure in place and the capital in place. And I think this helps accomplish that.
once the Bears decide to give up the charade that they're coming to Chicago and having a stadium here, mm-hmm. and they decide to, they've gotten everything they can out of Arlington Heights in concessions to move forward, that's when the White Sox can look at the state of Illinois, the city of Chicago, look at the taxpayer in the face and say, here's what our plan is. Here's how much we think we'll put up. Here's how much we're asking for, and move forward. Until there's, before there's a separation with the Bears and the White Sox, this can't be done. Okay?
I think that's a really astute point and observation. I also wonder if it's coincidence or design that days after the Chicago Fire announced plans, ambitious and aggressive plans by Joe Mansueto, their owner, to invest $650 million of his own money and wealth to build a soccer stadium on the patch of land known as the 78 in the South Loop, the White Sox have their own plan in place. They have their act together. And I think the combination of those two things should, it's great for Chicago sports fans because it represents two organizations that are planning for the future in a way that makes sense.
State of Illinois, City of Chicago are the ones that will have the ultimate say of yes when they decide whether taxpayer money will be involved, when they also look at getting mass transit to this area, rerouting traffic that way, parking situations. Those are key parts. But as I talked about when it first came out that they were looking at the 78, having a vision for Chicago in the future is the key element to this, okay? White Sox fans, Chicago deserve an entertainment area. They deserve an entertainment area that brings in revenue from outside of Illinois and Chicago. It revigorates the idea that Chicago is a safe place to come, the place to come to be entertained, to have a great time around this beautiful city that we live in.
And based on what I understand, and I think you as well, the Related Midwest has that same vision, that the South Loop, where they're going to develop these businesses, the Chicago Fire and potentially the Chicago White Sox, gives you a South Loop Wrigleyville feel, a vibe, something that is bustling in the city. Development is obvious, and it becomes a destination for people.
Reinventing Chicago as a destination is the bottom line here. If you can have a vision of that, and the state and the city can make economic sense to the taxpayer on that, this is something that could be a big part of the future of Chicago.
No doubt about it. That's why I referred to it as Jerry Reinsdorf securing some part of his legacy. I think that's a significant part of this. One of the most overlooked, I believe, aspects of the reporting in this, and John Greenberg, have to give him credit from The Athletic for discussing this on the station earlier this week. And Bruce, you'd be in a position to know this as well. It appears that Jerry Reinsdorf approached the Ishbias to do this when they were close to closing on the sale for the Minnesota Twins, acquiring part of the Twins. And it has been reported that Jerry Reinsdorf approached Justin Ishbia about doing what was just announced in the previous days. And I think that tells me that this, everything we just discussed, is the Sox have been proactive in this. And I think that's also something that's not insignificant.
Ishbia has been involved with the White Sox for years now, okay? He was involved with with Jerry's two sons, Michael and John, to purchase some of the limited partnerships 3 years ago, okay? I think it's three, maybe 4 years ago. Anyways, they had started purchasing, and he helped by giving seed money at that time for those purchases. So this relationship has been developed and nurtured over the last 3 or 4 years at the very minimum. This is not a guy just falling out of the sky and saying, I couldn't get this deal done with the Twins, or I'm giving it up because you're going to sell me your team. Okay?
He's no stranger to the White Sox.
No, not at all.
And a welcome addition to the local scene.
Hearing he has $4 billion, it's great. He didn't make that money. His family didn't make that money by squandering it either. So the hard part of this story at a certain point is, going back to point number one, is whether he takes over in 29 or 33 or next week, a new ballpark is going to be the first thing out of his mouth.
And a new phase of White Sox history has begun when that happens. And I think this week has been an exciting one on the South Side.
One question I have for you before we go to the break. Will Chicago people, White Sox fans, be more open to a different person saying we need a new ballpark? Will state legislatures, people at the city, will they be more open?
That's human nature.
To a new voice.
I think the answer is a resounding yes.
Okay, so
that's what I was referring to. When Jerry Reinsdorf goes to Justin Ishbia, number one, yeah, he's a billionaire. Number two, I think there's a recognition that there's got to be a new way of trying to approach the same thing. The same problem. Beating your head against the wall and trying the same thing again and again and again. There's a lot of Reinsdorf fatigue. Let's be honest about it.
Jerry Reinsdorf's a lot of things. He's never been called stupid.
And this was a smart pivot to Justin Ishbia. It has been a big week for the White Sox organization off the field with what we just talked about. On the field, they got a walk-off from Tim Elko. Big Timber comes through. And a day later, they call up Kyle Teal, who was very interesting last night, Bruce. I was very impressed that he left his Little League team long enough to help the White Sox.
Well, but you did see him at Dairy Queen afterwards.
Yes, I know. He looks so young. Oh, my gosh. Is he 12? Is he the youngest player in White Sox history? All right, there's a lot to get to. Set up the show. We're going to come back. We're going to talk to Cubs pitcher Brad Keller. We've got Brooks Boyer at 10 o'clock, Mike Tauchman at 10:30. And remember, we're building a bridge to Cubs pregame right here at 11:30. Extra innings for Inside the Clubhouse. David Haw, Bruce Levine, Chicago Sports Radio, 670.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Score.
We're back with more Inside the Clubhouse on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. And always live on the free Odyssey app.
Second home run of the game. The pitch. A swing and a miss. Strike three. As Keller gets Stevenson with a slow-moving breaking ball. One away.
Welcome back inside the clubhouse. Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. David Haw, Bruce Levine, until 11:30 today, building a bridge. Cubs pregame, Cubs and Tigers back at it today, 12:10, right here on The Score. Time now to go out to our Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today, where we find Cubs right-hander Brad Keller. Good morning, Brad. How are you?
Hey, guys. Doing great. How are you?
Doing well. Really appreciate you joining us this morning. I just wonder, let's start with what last night felt like, because from our vantage point, it seemed like October baseball, a nice playoff, maybe World Series preview. Don't want to get that far ahead, but the intensity in terms of that, how would you describe last night's game?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a really good description of it. I mean, it was definitely a playoff atmosphere, it felt like. I mean, sold out crowd here at Comerica. Everyone hanging on every pitch. It was awesome. It was a great environment, and looking forward to two more games with them.
Brad, you know, the one common thing that Detroit and the Cubs have had all year long is outstanding defense, really good pitching, very smart base running, basically not beating yourself, like making it hard on the opponent to win a ball game. What have been your thoughts on playing on this team and some of those perceptions right there?
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome. I mean, obviously the defense speaks for itself. We have gold gloves, you know, all around the diamond, which is awesome. You know, as a pitcher, it's a good feeling going out there and be like, you know, behind you, you just have absolute studs and they're going to make every play. I mean, you see Pete risk his life out there at times, you know, going for balls against the wall. I mean, all of our outfielders are infielders, same thing. It's really comforting as a pitcher, just knowing you got those guys behind you. And you know, we say it all the time, like when it comes to base running, it's like it's so fun to watch us, you know, run the bases, whether it's stealing bags, taking extra bases. It's awesome, and it's fun to be a part of a team like this where, you know, we're at times, you know Wrigley, sometimes it's tough to get the ball out of the ballpark. So just find ways to win games and find ways to manufacture runs. It's awesome to be a part of, for sure.
And Brad, it's also fun to talk about a team like this because there are all kinds of possibilities, and you look at each player and you talk about roles. And your role, I think, is intriguing because you sign a minor league contract to join the Cubs in January, you make the team, and you become invaluable in many ways. And I always think it's interesting because we talk about the Cubs starting rotation and what they're going to need moving forward. And I think you've got 117 career starts, and I wonder how do you fit in to this equation down the road and how you feel about the role that they have asked you to play, because it's been versatile and probably one that, I don't know, how do you feel about your role and what is it?
No, I mean, I'm enjoying it. I'm loving it. It's a different role. I haven't really done since my rookie year, coming out of the bullpen like this. So it's fun. I mean, like I said, I think I've said before, it's just – when that phone rings, there's nothing like that adrenaline spike that's just like, hey, you're in the game. It's, you know, you obviously big moment situation or in the game, like coming in late, later on, and just going in there and try to help the team win. Like, honestly, whatever role they want me to put me in, I'm game for. You know, I've really enjoyed, really adapted. I feel like we got a good thing going down there in the bullpen, bunch of good guys. And we all just kind of, you know, piggyback off of each other, and it's a lot of fun. We have some fun competitions and just good banter and the whole nine. It just makes for a fun bullpen.
Brad, what has been the major reason for your resurgence and ability to come out there and be the dominant pitcher that you were as a starting pitcher back when you started your career with Kansas City? Obviously, we see the 98-99 that you can throw out there, but there seems to be a confidence and a pitchability that that makes you difficult to hit at this point in time.
Yeah, I think first and foremost, just being healthy, battling through some COS stuff for many years, and ultimately kind of putting that in the rear view, getting that fixed and moving on. I think that's just helped me out a ton, like just build some confidence knowing that like I'm healthy again. I feel like I got, you know, we obviously have made some mechanical adjustments. As like, I feel like I got a good lane I'm working in, got a good feel for like the mound and the slope and like using my legs a little bit more. Just like everything I've kind of done up to this point over the last, you know, 2-3 years coming back off the surgery, just kind of like building up. And I don't know, it's fun. Like I said, you kind of, when that phone rings, you kind of black out a little bit and it's just like, it's go time. And just having that adrenaline back by you. And obviously like the team, the boys going out there and, you know, balling out. It's just like, you just want to be a part of it and go out there and just, and shove really. No, but it's fun. Like, you know, a couple of years ago when I was going through the whole TOS thing, I didn't think I was honestly going to play again. Like it was tough. Not a whole lot of answers when you're going through all that stuff. So just kind of getting a new life on things here in the baseball world. It's something that, you know, maybe at times I probably took for granted. I'm definitely not trying to take for granted anymore.
Talking with Cubs right-hander Brad Keller here on Inside the Clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Brad, you referenced this a little bit. You come into a bullpen after having, you know, gone through a lot of things to get here. You look around with your fellow relievers, and there's a lot of stories that are similar to yours, a lot of reclamation projects, if you will, in baseball. Drew Pomeranz, I think, hasn't given up a run in 5 years because he's missed a lot of time. Chris Flexen, Caleb Thielbar, Colin Ray, all the veterans who know what they're doing, but somehow the Cubs are finding a way to get the best out of you. Who's got the best story, do you think, in that bullpen, and how do you explain all this?
Honestly, it's really cool. I think Pomeranz has the best story. You know, he just talking to him, picking his brain. I mean, he's been around for a really long time. And, you know, I think he was saying last year he was sitting at home at this time last year, and he was just like, I don't think I can do this. I think I still have more left in me. And here he is just absolutely dominating, being a force out of the bullpen. Like you said, haven't given up a run, like whether it's opening or coming in late in game and leverage situations, just going out there and doing his thing. And he's so nonchalant about it. It's just so funny. Cause like, again, I think he's kind of similar story to mine as far as just like, you know, kind of a new life on things and just like not trying to take it for granted. So he's definitely enjoying every moment. It's just cool to watch him go out there and do his thing.
Mound presence. What is that? When I say mound presence, what does that mean to Brad Keller? And when you have it and when you don't, or when we see Ryan Pressly, who's been a tremendous pitcher in Major League Baseball for a long time, and then go out there, and is it me looking at him saying, boy, he doesn't look confident, or is that just a result of seeing somebody not getting people out? How does that resonate with you?
I think mound presence is very important. Obviously, like even when you don't necessarily feel like you have it, so to say, just kind of have that mound presence, kind of just that like confidence that you kind of like you'll find it out there type of thing. Where it's like in the bullpen, you might be, you know, a little sporadic at times, and when you get on the mound, you kind of like build that confidence in you when you get out there and just like kind of just be a bulldog, kind of come into that mentality of like you know, go after guys. And I think it kind of builds. And I think, you know, to Pressly, like he's done everything. Like he's done everything this game, closed out World Series. I mean, it's his track record speaks for itself. I mean, he's realistically, it seems like he's had, you know, two bad outings, but I mean, he's been a dog for us as well. And when you speak to the leadership quality that he has down there, it's amazing. Like he's helped all of us out, especially me. Like I'm speaking on myself, like I don't really know a whole lot going down there. Like I said, I haven't really done this since 2018. So like him kind of teaching me the ways, like telling me when, you know, start to get ready, start to slow things down, like pitching wise, like even pregame, when to, you know, step on and when to kind of back off. Like he's helped out in tremendous ways. And that, like I said, that's just speaking to myself. I can see him working through Palencia and through a bunch of other guys that down there that, you know, come to him for a lot of questions. And so, I mean, he's amazing. And I'm so happy that he's with us. And like I said, he's a dog on the mound too. Like it's tough to, you know, tough to do the things that he's done in this game, you know, and, him still coming out here and, you know, doing the things he's doing is awesome.
Final moment here with Brad Keller, the right-hander for the Chicago Cubs. Brad, what makes the Tigers so dangerous? And from your days with the Royals, how much do you enjoy pitching at Comerica Park?
Honestly, Comerica is one of my favorite parks to pitch at. It's really fun. I would say last night was probably the most people I've ever seen here before. And like I said earlier, create quite a electric atmosphere. It was really cool to pitch or to come see. But yeah, I mean, it's, the Tigers are good. You know, they're a fundamental team, very similar to us. Like they pitch it, man. Their bullpen's a bunch of ballers. Their starting rotation's really good. And, you know, obviously they got a lot of hitters in their lineup that can go deep. Like they're a big slug team. And, you know, it's a battle. We knew coming into this series it's going to be a dogfight. And, you know, it showed last night. And it's just, we're looking forward to two more games. Hopefully get out there, get a win tonight, and then take the series tomorrow.
Like any fan, I got caught up and get caught up in watching PCA play because he brings so much tremendous energy and ability to each game, and he can beat you in so many different ways. But until last week, I didn't fully realize what a great competitor and what a great player that Kyle Tucker was, playing hurt and getting back out there. I guess we don't understand what playing hurt is all about and being able to continue to compete. So when you talk about when you look at Tucker, what do you see?
Just a bulldog, honestly. Just a guy that's going to come through in the clutch every time he's up there. You know, whenever there's guys on base or, you know, big moment and he's up, something's going to happen. And, you know, for him playing through some injury, playing through some tough stuff, like, just go out there and continue to do his thing, and, like, you'd never know. Like, just his demeanor and how he goes about things, and you just never know. He's just the same guy every single day. He's showing up ready to work, ready to come out here and ball out in right field and, you know, obviously do his thing at the plate. Like, we're talking, like, a insanely good player, insanely good hitter, and it's fun to watch him go about his day-to-day business.
He'll never have blood pressure issue, I don't think.
No. He's just the same. No matter what, that's what's so fun about, like, watching him. It's like, no matter how big the moment situation is, he just seems to just, like, be so even-keel about everything and just almost, like, laugh things off. And you're just like, how do you do this? You know what I mean? Like, it's so impressive.
Brad, thanks for your time this morning. Best of luck the rest of the way.
Yeah, thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Brad Keller, Cubs relief pitcher, talking to us from Detroit. Cubs and Tigers back at it today on The Score and the Southwest Airlines Radio Network.
I wish I had it. One more question. My mistake, because you got to it. Is this guy a future starting pitcher for the Cubs if the need arises?
I don't think he knows that. I don't think he knows that, but I think he's willing to try, and it wouldn't be that bad of a transition or idea. Because if he's starting, if he's pitching as well as he has, and you need to try something else, but hopefully, maybe, Jed Hoyer will be more aggressive to go out and get a starting pitcher that you won't need to try a guy like Brad Keller.
People forget what a quality starter he was. He was. His career.
117 starts with the Royals, and now he's with the Cubs in the bullpen. Good interview there. And I think we'll switch gears when we come back. Chris Getz was holding court before Friday's game against the Royals in the Sox dugout. He talked about the week that was on the South Side. We'll hear what he had to say next. It's Inside the Clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We're back with more Inside the Clubhouse on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
I've spent a little bit of time with Justin, more of a casual encounter than anything. Seems like a very knowledgeable person when it comes to the game. I know he's got a passion for baseball, and he and I have some commonalities coming from the Metro Detroit area and have migrated to Chicago, so there's always something to talk about. I think that there's probably we used to root for the Tigers and now we despise the Tigers. But I can just say that about myself. I can't speak for him.
Welcome back inside the clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chris Getz, the White Sox general manager, was talking Friday before their victory over the Royals at Wrigley Field about meeting Justin Ishbia, his relationship with the new owner, future owner of the White Sox, according to the news this week, Bruce. We'll get to what else Chris Getz had to say, but I just wanted to get your impression. You have been through this before. You're plugged into the White Sox as much as anybody in town. What did you hear from Chris Getz in terms of his way of interpreting this news this week?
Well, I think we'll get to it in our next soundbite, but that Jerry Reinsdorf isn't going away, and he's not giving up any of the power of running the Chicago White Sox right now. What I got out of it mostly is that Jerry is still very interested in the helping the day-to-day operation and the pointing toward the future, but that Ishbia is certainly an important man of the future that everybody needs to get to know and get used to and understand that, by 2029, when this stadium deal ends with the state of Illinois, he most likely will be, one of the major frontmen for this new ballpark.
I think the other thing that came through, as you alluded to, was the tight relationship or maybe the connection that Chris Getz still feels with Jerry Reinsdorf, who isn't going anywhere. This is what Chris Getz had to say about that rapport.
My conversations are with Jerry. They'll remain with Jerry. The day-to-day operations are as is. And I know that, the announcement yesterday caught a significant amount of attention. I think that speaks to Jerry's long-term vision and commitment to this organization. And it certainly aligns with, baseball operations and how we've approached things and been committed to, building the foundation of this organization and building from the ground up, both from an infrastructure standpoint and then the development of our players.
All right, Bruce. So everybody wants to know who listened to Chris Getz yesterday, and maybe this is oversimplifying it, but it is an obvious question, whether you're a fan or a member of the media. Does the inclusion of Justin Ishbia, does the infusion of his capital mean the White Sox will, for instance, be aggressive during free agency next winter in a way that they haven't been in recent years?
We don't know that.
What's your suggestion? My
idea is that
What's your feeling about it? What's your instinct?
I think the timetable is the same, and that is that as we see the Caros and the Teals, hopefully the Montgomery guys, the young pitching developing, that plugging in free agents will certainly be a part of it, but certainly not this year, and maybe going into 2026, that might not be a part of the plan, in particular because of the dreaded thoughts about a lockout in 2027.
Okay, that's fair enough. I think the other thing is that then, if not next year, does this make it realistic to the next time that there is a huge free agent on the marketplace that we shouldn't expect the Sox to laugh off the possibility in the way that Jerry Reinsdorf once famously laughed off the idea of Shohei Ohtani? Kyle Tucker, Mully mentioned this on the air on Friday morning. I got a kick out of it. I think I chortled, if you will. Kyle Tucker and the White Sox. I don't think that's realistic either, but you know where I'm headed. Are we nearing the day? Was this a step in the direction of the White Sox becoming a viable big market team again?
Well, those are two different questions. I would say the free agency will be when they see the product on the field is they have enough major league players that are of a quality that they feel they're ready to compete for a championship. That could be as early as next year.
Right. I mean, that's the same question.
I think they'll be open to it because of the fact that, again, this new infusion of money could go certainly in that direction.
That would be ideal.
I don't think it's going into Jerry's pocket.
No. Okay. I think you've got to have a commitment to winning. You've got to show that commitment means something. And the next time that there's a conversation about a free agent, I don't think that you want to automatically be able to dismiss the White Sox.
The question I think that you've asked me directly and indirectly is, will Jerry include Ishbia in conversations with Getz as to what they should do baseball-wise? And I don't have that answer for it. I would just say that if somebody is going to be considered as the owner of the future and you're making an announcement, you would think that you would be walking through some of the baseball moves with him just as you're doing them as well.
Well, it was a big week for Brooks Boyer on the South Side as well. This White Sox executive vice president had many things to deal with. The Jerry Reinsdorf announcement, the White Sox and the Chicago Sports Network signing a deal with Xfinity, which was huge as well. And there were 36,960 people at the ballpark last night on the South Side.
And again tonight, no?
Well, maybe. I don't know about that. Would be great. Maybe we'll find out from Brooks if that's the expectation. He'll talk to us next. It's Inside the Clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.